We like to make a big deal out of this game because they're, you know, good team coming in, top of the conference. Is it that big of a deal, or is it just another regular season game? You guys,
I mean, they're the best team in the NFL, so it's not a big deal for us. We know we have to play well. I mean, they're the best team for a reason because they do a lot of things well. You know, they've been in some blowouts, they've been in some tough games, they've been in overtime. This team has played through it all, and they seem to, you know, rally around one another, and that's a sign of a great team. And they definitely have what it takes to be a champion. So you have to respect that. You have to. But they very, very tough, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us to try to play, you know, play very well and to get a W. So we know how good they are.
What steps do you think Schaub has taken recently in the last year or two that's made him a
protecting the football? I mean, you know, this guy, he's a winner. He know what it takes to win. And just being able to go out and just orchestrate, you know, great drives, protecting the ball, don't give it up. Anytime you have an offense that can take, you know, take control of the game like that, you're going to be pretty successful. So they've been doing a real good job for that. And when they do that well, it shows. But, you know, just like anybody else, if you can't protect the ball, you'll have problems. But they do a real good job of, you know, protecting him, being able to run the ball and get down the field with the receivers and tight ends and, you know, the check downs with the backs, how explosive the backs are. So it's wherever you want to start with this team. I mean, you can start anywhere. They have a bunch of playmakers, and it shows every week with them.
Is Foster, it seems when you watch him, to be the perfect back for that scheme and style they play?
I mean, I don't care if it's that scheme or not. I mean, to have a guy like that on your team is special. And he shows great talent. He's a tough runner. He can catch out the backfield. He blocks. Do a lot of things well. So defensively, we got to do a real good job of, you know, kind of trying to contain him. But they have other backs. You know, they have receivers. They have tight ends. And like I said, they could strike from anywhere on the field, you know, and not to mention, you know, always one of the top defenses. So it's going to be a very, very challenging game for us as a unit, not just a team. But, you know, defensively it's going to be tough, offense is going to be tough, and they're pretty physical and festive, special team. So we have to be able to play well.
What does it take to excel on the road like this? They're undefeated on the road. They walk in people's house and they win.
You have to ask those guys. But like I said, you can just see they play as a team. They never get too high, never get too low. I mean, they stay poised. And that's a lot of things Bill try to teach us around here, just to stay poised when things not going well, when things going well, just keeping even keel. And they do a real good job of that. So they won some big games this year. I mean, won two games in overtime, what, back-to-back, but this team seems to find a way to win, and that's what winners do, and they definitely are winners.
Vince, they have a sort of unique reliance on the zone blocking scheme from a defensive lineman standpoint. What kind of challenges does that present, and how do you kind of counter that?
Yeah, they cut, they don't cut, they man block, they double. I mean, they keep it moving. They definitely keep it moving, and I think you really can't get a beat on, you know, when they're running the zone or when they're running the ball or when they're passing the ball, because they do a real good job up front of showing you the same look on run and pass. So we just gonna have to rely, you know, on technique, good fundamentals, play what we see. But games like this always come back to playing good technique, and I think that's what we have to do this week, is get back to playing good, you know, good technique and good fundamentals, especially against this team, and hopefully that'll be good enough.
Want to get that?
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm at work.
How about your buddy Andre? I mean, he seems to always find himself in the top five of the league in terms of receiving. He's done it for, you know, pretty long time now.
Yeah, very. I mean, that's a guy that we talk about, a team player. I mean, he have a heart of a champion. You know, he's very quiet. You don't say much. Just remember playing with him in college. He was always quiet, but he was a fireball on the field. He give it his all. He played hurt. He's a tough football player. And that's one thing I always look back when I played against him, and, you know, see him doing 10 years later in the NFL, still doing it. He have a lot to be proud of. I mean, but they have a great, great guy in Andre Johnson. And, I mean, he's probably one of the top receivers in this game today. So, big, physical, strong, fast, can catch, run. I mean, he's well put together. He's a specimen. He's special. Good.
Thanks, man. I'll give him a phone.